Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is another major global conference going on in Davos. It's the 44th World Economic Forum. Tom Keen is host of Bloomberg Surveillance Worldwide, and he is with us from Davos to discuss. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you doing? It's tough to see that the snow is on the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Yes, and sadly we don't have the kind of world-class skiing with us that you do in Davos. But what are the big issues this year?
The big issues here coming out of the crisis, essentially year two out of the crisis, is a simpler Davos where people are looking for simpler systems, simpler ways of doing things. But there's a lot of talk here about legitimate social and social economic issues like inequality, like the two Americas that's out there. I think that's an unspoken theme. John Edwards gets no love and no FaceTime here, but the idea of two Europes, two Americas, two Asias is front and center.
Yeah, I saw that the head of the World Economic Forum even came out and said that globalization, the next era of globalization, should have more opportunities than inequalities.
There's real disagreement among the various types about what the new globalization will look like. Is it just a regurgitation of what we've seen in the past? The real issue is the elites of Davos, can they move forward clearly benefiting themselves and have a benefit to the rest of society? The one phrase you don't hear here, which affects every listener, is trickle down. Nobody talks about trickle down Davos.
Nobody's talking about that there, because we think of course, business leaders, many of them are a little more conservative. That might be their philosophy, but you're saying nobody's talking about that.
It's the great unspoken the year wrapped around, oh, the usual, you know, anti-Davos or anti-elite discussion. I wrote an essay for LinkedIn in defense of Davos, and part of that is they're beginning to address some of these intractable issues.
Well, I know that one issue that is going to take up a full day there is climate change. Tell us what's being talked about on that front.
It's been quieter than in previous years. Gordon Brown of the United Kingdom really led the charge on this. It's here. It's not as sexy, as visible as it was 4 or 5 years ago. Frankly, it'll be interesting to see how that discussion has moved forward, not only here, but at G20 and at the critical G8 meetings coming up.
Tom, how much of the focus of the conference this year is on the developed economies of the world and how much on the emerging economies? And of course, there are new emerging economies this year that there weren't last year or the year before.
Yeah, it's a really important point. Of course, the headlines here of the papers we read every morning talk about the unrest in Turkey and, of course, in Syria, but in Thailand. So the emerging market tension is out there. The emerging markets are very important to the World Economic Forum for getting bodies here, and they do show up with a vengeance. But I would say the overarching theme, and it's something new for all Americans, is the idea that emerging markets can stand on their own. They don't need the colonial help of the developed nations as they did 30 or 40 years ago.
Who do the waters part for this year? Who does everybody want to talk to?
There were two helicopters up in the air. I walked up on our rooftop platform and I looked up at the two Sikorskys hovering in the sky. I thought one was for Jamie Dimon, maybe.
The head of
like
J.P.
that.
Morgan.
Yeah, and I knew the other one was Matt Damon was making his entrance. And I'm kidding. I'm not certain that it was Matt Damon on the helicopter, but he's taken the press here with his charitable leadership. He's the celeb of the moment. I'd say the other celebs here are the Americans are more visible. For the first time in years, the Americans are coming out from under the rock, if you will, and they're a lot more visible than they were 3, 4, 5 years ago.
What do you mean coming out from under the rock?
Oh, with the financial crisis, they didn't want to be seen, and their handlers were saying, no, they're not available, and they go into meetings and you'd never see them, and they're just more visible than they've been in the recent years because we're seeing a healing America.
And Secretary of State John Kerry is going to be representing the United States, but there's also, I know, a delegation of Republicans and Democrats from Congress. What are they doing there?
They walk around sort of glassy-eyed. It doesn't matter the party, Republican or Democrat. They come here, and first of all, the lights aren't shined on them, and they're not used to that. You know, they're just not used to being one in the crowd. But they're learning to be part of the debate that they haven't been in recent years.
Tom, what does this conference mean to regular people? Does it do anything for the world economy, or is it just an excuse for rich people to get together, have some hot chocolate, and do a little skiing?
That's too pessimistic, and again, I wrote about that for LinkedIn and Bloomberg Business Week in defense of Davos, but there is some truth to the idea that the World Economic Forum meetings have little to do with the public and much more as a place for fancy people to recharge intellectually. And also in this day of global travel, in the last 5 years, this has become where you go to see your 25 biggest customers or accounts in 3 days. The corporate officers here, they're coming here to take meetings.
Tom Keene is editor-at-large for Bloomberg News and host of Bloomberg Surveillance Worldwide on Bloomberg. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Great to talk to you.